Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. If we're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is Wake Up Call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Thursday, the 2nd of February, 2017, and it is titled, Who is the Redeemer? Okay, let's get started in this because there's a great deal of controversy out there today among Christians. Yeshua is not part of Yahweh. Yeshua is a separate entity. Okay, some believe that. Some believe he's part of the Godhead. I'm going to give you some food for thought today and let you make up your own minds. Okay? I want you to think. So we'll go through some scripture verses here. I cannot possibly, in an hour show, read all the scriptures that pertain to this. I can't do it. It's not physically possible. Let's start with Exodus chapter 6, verse 6. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, he's talking to Moshe, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage. I'm reading from the King James, most people use. And I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment. Okay, there's one verse. Yahweh tells them he's going to redeem them. Okay, pardon me, I need to clear the pipes here. It's a little dry in the apartment. And I don't like to cough into the microphone. I need a little iced tea here. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Let's go to Deuteronomy, and that would be chapter 15, verse 15. I'm scrolling up my e-sword here. 15:15 in Deuteronomy. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh thy Elohim redeemed thee. Okay, again, Yahweh identifies himself as a redeemer. Now don't jump to conclusions where this is going. Let me get through the whole thing before you close your mind like a steel trap. And let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 18. But thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and Yahweh thy Elohim redeemed thee thence. That's from there. Okay, another instance. Now we will go to 2 Samuel. Chapter 7, verse 23. It takes me a second just to scroll up. I got the print nice and big so my old eyes can read it. Second Samuel, verse 23. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom Elohim went to redeem for a people? Who is the Redeemer of Israel? That's 2 Samuel 7:23. Let's go to 1 Chronicles. Let's go to the book of 1 Chronicles here. Chapter 17, verse 21. There we go. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people Israel, whom Elohim went to redeem to be his own people? There we go again. Now, let us get into the book of Psalms, okay? Go into the book of Psalms. Psalms 25, verse 22. Redeem Israel, O Elohim, out of all his troubles. Look, and I missed one. Let's backtrack to chapter 19, Psalm 19, verse 14. With this list, it's pretty easy to skip one. I can't possibly read them all. I just can't. They're so, it would take multiple shows just to get the readings in. But I'm giving you a foundation for what I'm going to bring up later. Psalm 19, 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Yahweh, my strength and my redeemer. Bada bing, bada boom. Again. What do you dispute here? Yahweh is being called the Redeemer. Psalms 26, verse 11. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me. It says what it says. Psalms 44. I need to scroll down again. Psalms 44, verse 26. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Okay. Let's go down. Psalm 49. Verse 15. But Elohim will redeem my soul. Well, what does he redeem? That he redeems our soul. And who redeemed our soul? Who was the one that came that did the redemption for our souls? Okay. Psalm 69, verse 18. It takes me a second to get there. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Who redeems the soul? Who is the one that redeems our soul? Psalm 78, verse 35. It takes me a second to get there. And they remembered that Elohim was their rock, and the high El their redeemer. Okay, who's the redeemer here? There's going to be a point to all of this later. Please be patient. I have to quote these verses to set this foundation. Psalm 130, verse 8. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. All right. See, this is way back in the days before Yeshua. Okay. He's going to redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Who did the blanket redemption on the cross at Calvary for all of Israel's iniquities? Who did that? Okay, I'm giving you food for thought. Isaiah. Now I have to scroll down and get some more chapters up here. Isaiah 41. Verse 14. Now, who did Yeshua quote more than anybody else? He quoted Isaiah. Fear not, thou worm, Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, said Yahweh. Now, I don't use the Lord, I use Yahweh. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Again, who is your Redeemer? It's going to get confusing. And I want you to be a little bit confused because I'm going to make a point with this. Isaiah 43, verse 1. But now thus says Yahweh that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. You cannot redeem something that was not once yours. Can't go to a pawn shop and redeem somebody else's stuff. You got to have that pawn ticket for that stuff. It has to be your stuff in the first place. Well, only one people on the face of the earth was Yahweh's and is Yahweh's. And that is true, pure-blooded, white Israel today. All right, let's go to Isaiah 43, verse 14. I love E-Sword. This is such a good tool. Really is. Thus saith Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. He identifies himself right there. Does he not? Who is he? He is the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 44, verse 6. Thus saith Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no Elohim. The Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Okay. Alpha and Omega, first and last. Now, we're still in Isaiah 44. Let's go to verses 23 and 24. Well, I scroll down to them. Give you a chance to make your notes. If not, you can catch it on the archives. This will replay on Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern time. And it'll be... It'll be archived. You'll recognize some of the stuff in these verses here in 23 and 24. Sing, O ye heavens, for Yahweh has done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein, for Yahweh has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Verse 24, thus saith Yahweh, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am Yahweh that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, all by himself, that spreads abroad the earth by myself. If that is not a total utterance of his power, I don't know what it is, but he identifies himself again as the Redeemer. Go to chapter 47 of Isaiah, verse 4. As for our Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Who is the Redeemer? Now I'm establishing something here. So please bear with me and be patient. You'll understand toward the end of the sermon. Let's go to Isaiah 48, verse 17. I don't want to go too fast. I tend to spin past them. Thus says Yahweh, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Whew. Again? Isaiah 49, verse 26. Let me zap down there. 49, 26. And I'll read part of the verse. All flesh shall know that I, Yahweh, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Savior and Redeemer. Let's go to Isaiah 50. Verse 2. Is my hand shortened at all? And that means, if you're short of hand, it means you are weakened or feeble. Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? He's saying, I haven't gotten any weaker in all these years. Why would you question my authority? Why would you question my might? That's a good question. Why would you question? Let's go to chapter 54 of Isaiah, verses 5. And 8. For thy maker, that's the one who made you, is thine husband. He is the husband that was married to Israel. Yahweh of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Elohim of the whole land shall he be called. And we go down to verse 8. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, says Yahweh, thy Redeemer. Go to chapter 59 of Isaiah, verse 20. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob. That's Jacob, Israel, says Yahweh. The Redeemer will come to Zion. Who came? Yeshua came. Think on that. Chapter 60, verse 16. Let me get down to 16 here. Verse 16. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the nations, and shalt suck the breast of kings. For thou shalt know that I, Yahweh, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. All right? Who is the Redeemer? Chapter 63, verse 16. Get to 16. Doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Yahweh, art our Father, our Redeemer, Thy name is from everlasting. Okay, let's go to the book of Micah. I gotta shift books here. I gotta go to chapter 4, Micah 4, verse 10. Let me get down to 10 here. You will go down to Babylon. There shall you be delivered. There Yahweh shall redeem thee from the hands of thy enemies. Now we have enemies today. Who's going to redeem us from these enemies? Now we're going to go into the New Testament, book of Luke. Chapter 1, verse 68. Let me get down to 68 here. Blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. This is New Testament. He has visited. How did he visit? What was the method? What was the method of his visitation here? See where my point is going? Go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Now I'm going to read from the King James. This is talking about the anointed. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That's the punishment of the law, being made a curse for us. He took the punishment on himself as the Redeemer. Let's go to the book of Titus. Chapter 2, verse 14. Talking about Yahshua Messiah, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. If we are obedient to Yahweh, should we not be zealous of good works? Now, you see the path that I'm taking here? Who is the Redeemer? Well, there's going to be more parts to it than just that. Okay? We have to identify the redemption act. We've been hearing all through the Old Testament of the redemption from Yahweh. Now, what happened was that Israel, being our forefathers, strayed from the works of Yahweh, from the way of life that Yahweh established for us. We didn't walk in that way anymore. We strayed. We started into apostasy and utter foolishness. And he had to change tactics. He didn't use regular men to redeem us. He didn't put his hand directly in because we had rejected the law and the prophets. So he manifested himself as a redeemer. Now remember, Moshe called out, Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God. Yahweh is one. He is one being. But that being can manifest itself. I'll get into that again in a couple of minutes. Think on that. Now we are in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals of it, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to Elohim by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation in dispersion. Israel in dispersion. We speak all kinds of different language. We got Israelites that speak German, Israelites that speak English. The Boer people speak their own particular language. We got Israelites that speak French and Dutch and Swedish. All different Israelite groups of people that are in physical nationalities that are different. That's what Yeshua came for, because he said, I come not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Let's go to the book of Romans. Let's backtrack. Go to Romans chapter 3, verse 24. I'm almost there. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Yeshua, the anointed Yeshua. Verse 25, whom Elohim has set forth to be a propitiation, that means a covering over, through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of Elohim. The former sins of Israel were covered over on that day. At Calvary, when his blood was shed. All right, now let's go to some verses about commandments. Let's go back to the book of Exodus. Chapter 20, verse 6. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, that's Yahweh speaking, and keep my commandments. Okay? Keeping the commandments and loving Yahweh. Now, we're going to go back into the New Testament again. We're going to go to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 15. It's scrolling slowly. If ye love me, keep my commandments. That's Yahshua himself speaking. What commandments did he issue? He quoted the commandments of Yahweh, did he not? You might get a glimpse of where we're going here. Now we go to John chapter 15, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Okay, well, don't jump to conclusions here. Let me finish before we get into anything else. Let's go to Luke chapter 6, verse 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? That's Yahshua speaking. What did he say? He never taught personal salvation. Didn't teach about altar calls. He taught kingdom theology, and he taught the Torah, the teachings of Yahweh. Now let's go to the book of John in the New Testament, chapter 14, verses 9, 10, and 11. Yahshua said unto him, have I been so long a time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Go down to verse 28 of chapter 14. I'll get there. Slow computer, old computer. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. How is that? I'm done with the scripture verses. How is that? Let me get a hit of iced tea, and I'm going to hold forth here. All through the Old Testament, Yahweh has said that he is a redeemer. And the Savior. And when Moshe wanted to see him, he said, I will put you in the cleft of a rock, and I will pass by, and you may only see my hinder parts. Because no Adam may see my face and live. Yahweh cannot come here in totality. Because it would destroy this place. This plane of existence couldn't exist if he was here fully, because there is sin here. When Moshe saw the burning bush, and a voice spoke to him from that bush, said, take the shoes off your feet, your sandals off, because the ground that you stand on is holy. And he was given a bunch of instructions, and he says, but who shall I tell the people that told me this? He said, tell them that I am said this to you, because Hayah Asher Hayah. That means, I will be what I will be. Remember again, Yahweh can't come in totality without killing us. So he manifested himself in the signs that he gave Moshe. He manifested himself in the pillar of cloud and in the pillar of fire. And he manifested himself by making a virgin Israelite woman a pure Israelite virgin pregnant by his will. Now, what is his will? That is the Holy Spirit. That also is a manifestation of Yahweh. The Holy Spirit came down upon Yahshua like a dove and rested upon him, because Yahshua was the fleshly manifestation through that woman of that virgin birth. And the Holy Spirit combined with that one manifestation, and it was a totally divine manifestation and totally man at the same time. We cannot explain this with our pathetic science. We are talking something divine beyond our comprehension here. Yahshua was the fleshly manifestation of Yahweh upon this earth, because that fleshly manifestation was capable of feeling hunger and thirst and pain and suffering and persecution, and was capable of dying. But that body was not completely earthly. Joseph was not the physical father of the baby Yeshua. The Holy Spirit was the father. Only Miriam was totally Adamic. Now, people doubt that because they don't want to admit there's something greater than themselves. It's a personal problem with those people. They want to be little g gods. They want to be superior. They want to downsize Yahweh to their pathetic mentality in their arrogance. We're speaking of the divine being that created the entire universe by his will alone. And by his will alone, he made Miriam pregnant. Now, you're going to have to deal with that. If you don't understand it, I'm sorry. If you don't want to believe it, again, I am sorry. We are not the top of the pecking order in this universe, brothers and sisters, and you fence sitters of the Judeo-Christian persuasion, whatever. Put that ego aside. Submit to the divinity of Yahweh, far beyond anything we can comprehend. We are a little spark of the divine, and that is all. And we have people say, oh, Jesus wasn't Yahweh. No, he wasn't Yahweh in totality. Yahweh can't be here in totality. He will destroy us if he comes here in all his glory, because there is still sin here. But he manifested himself in Yeshua and in the Holy Spirit, which rested on Yeshua, which Yeshua left behind as the comforter to convict us of our sins through our conscience. Yes, the Father is greater than Yeshua, because Yeshua is only a part of the Father. He is not the total Godhead. But Moses said, Yahweh is our God, Yahweh is one. Manifestations of the divine are well within the authority of the divine. And there is only one that is divine, and that is Yahweh. He is the Father. He is the Son. He is the Holy Spirit, and they are all manifestations of one being. You get an automobile. The clutch pedal in that automobile, if you have a stick shift, is one part of that automobile, made up of many parts. We cannot comprehend Yahweh. Let's just get that straight. It's too much. We're too small. We cannot comprehend him. So he puts little pieces and parts here as manifestations that we can deal with. We cannot downsize him to meet our human or Adamic minds. We can't do that. That doesn't play. He is Yahweh, we are not. Quit trying to put ourselves on an equal level with the divine being that created the entire universe. Yahshua was Yahweh. He was the Father, but he wasn't all of the Father. The Holy Spirit is the Father, but it is not all of the Father. The Father is greater than Yahshua, but Yahshua is part of the Father. He's part of Yahweh. We can't tell the machinations of the divine being that created the entire universe, and we are not entitled to know all of that. In our arrogance, we think that, well, the people have the right to know. That's the left-wing liberal media. We're in a pecking order here, and he is at the top, and we're not, and we have to understand that. Quit trying to be Yahweh. Be what you are, which is a child of Yahweh, and there's little bitty pieces of him in us if we are of the pure seed line that had the breath, the Ruach Kadosh, the breath of life, Ruach Chaim, breathed into the Adam. No other race has that. They are like dogs and cats and horses and cows. They live for a time. They have a spirit. They can think. They're a high order of animal. But they're not Adamic. And they're not a subsect of the Adamic race, Israel. They are what they are. And we can like them. They can be nice or they can be evil. But it doesn't make them Adamic, and it doesn't make them Israelites. And if they do something bad against them, against us, we can forgive them. But that's not going to make them Israel. You are either born Israel or you are not. So you decide for yourself, my brothers and sisters, whether you believe that Yahshua was a manifestation of Yahweh. Not all of Yahweh, but a great big part of it. Remember the law that the husband has to die to make the set-apart woman able to marry again. That was one of the functions that Yahshua performed. He died so that Israel could remarry Yahweh, her husband. He had to fulfill his own law. He says, Yahweh is your husband. I quoted that today. So, your brain's all fuzzy and muzzy and, whoa, this is a lot to take. Hey, no kidding. I'm the guy reading this stuff, and this is a lot for me to take. So don't feel alone in that. This is powerful scripture from a powerful divine being revealed to us. So I will rest on that today. And I'll get into a few secular things here. Now we see in the Jews media and on the internet mostly that Michelle Obama has left Barack Obama and is going to divorce. Now how can two men divorce? Because two men can't be married. She's gone absolutely ballistic with the rest of the left-wing libtards. Madonna has got herself in deep trouble because the Secret Service is going to investigate her over the threat she made about blowing up the White House. If one of us had said that at a rally, we would be behind bars right now. And the whole point of this being, who cares what these libtard celebrities think? If they are capable of thought. She ran her face. She is a slut. She has been with every Tom. Well, we'll leave that go. She's scum. Do you see the heifers at that woman's rally? Lolita the Blimpita? Whatever. That's disgusting. Ew! And they wonder why they can't get a man. Not that they would want one. But what man in his right mind would want one of them? Oh! Police! All the libtard commies got a federal commie judge that's tried to block his immigration policies. Ain't gonna happen. It's not gonna take place. Fired his temporary attorney general. She was an Obama Llama ding dong leftover. They're going to fight tooth and nail. Now, don't get your hopes up, because look who surrounds Donald Trump. They're all a bunch of Jews. Same old, same old. Remember the song by The Who? We won't get fooled again. Here comes the new boss, same as the old boss. Let's get down on our knees and pray that we won't get fooled again. Well, okay. You don't get to run for that office unless you've sold out. No human government with human-made laws is going to be righteous. This may just be a buying of time for us to get this message out. That's all it will be. It's not going to change, because the forecast, the prophecy of the tribulation coming is proceeding without delay. It's going to be on Yahweh's timetable, not ours. This guy may do some good. He may cause an internal war in this country. We don't know what's coming. But we know what Yahweh has planned, and we need to make our plans as Israelites according to Yahweh's plan. Prepare our family spiritually and physically for what's coming. Spiritually, be strong. Be obedient. Physically, be prepared physically for hard, dangerous, even deadly times. There is one divine being, that is Yahweh. He is one, regardless of all the different manifestations he may put out. Read the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. And will tell you what will occur when Yeshua Messiah returns. And it ain't gonna be pretty. I'll talk to you again next week on Thursday. The replay for these shows is on Saturday from 11 o'clock a.m. to 12 o'clock noon Eastern Standard Time. So with that, I will say, may Yahweh bless and keep you, and Shalom Aleichem to my Israelite brothers and sisters.
Live, live, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift. If we're the team at EFR,
we're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are,
make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king,
we love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.